tube of light.
This call is being recorded.
Your tube of light is seamless and impenetrable. Now visualize Saint Germain's violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, power, and purity all around you. Breathe it in. Violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now call forth Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. See him before you, handing you his sword. Grasp it and bring it to your heart chakra. Raise up this mighty sword and swing it above and around your head. Swing it above you, below you, and all around you, severing all ties and attachments that have bound you to this illusion of separation. Feel the release, the freedom in letting go of these ties. Take a few deep breaths and feel how you have freed yourself. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes all the forces you have removed. Now take a moment to look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, into inner Earth, and the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above your head and see your tube of light is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and to the galactic sun and beyond. Now we say, thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for my protective tube of white light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore as I move forward into the freedom of my ascension. It is done. So now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing as you breathe in the breath of life and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more centered within yourself. As you take another deep breath in, breathing in the light. And exhaling out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. Become aware of and visualize all 9 chakras, the original 7 and the 2 that have been reactivated, your Earth Star Chakra below your feet and your Soul Star Chakra above your head. See all 9 chakras now with their respective colors and vibratory frequency within each of those chakras. And know that as you raise the vibration within each chakra by focusing on that color and the vibrance of that color or the intensity of that color. So red, brilliant, bright red, yellow, brilliant yellow, sun yellow, etc. All of the chakra centers now, see them from the bottom up, from the Earth Star Chakra all the way up to the Soul Star Chakra above your head, and in their respective brilliant colors. The vibration within each of those chakras, but not only see it, but feel the vibration. Feel the resonance within those chakra centers, or rather the vibration and how it resonates to you in your physical body. You can feel the connection there. Just let it go. Let it be what it is. Don't try to make it anything other than what it actually is for you. And if you have trouble visualizing, just think it to be so. Remember, believing is seeing. Now put your attention at your high heart center. So just above your heart center, that magenta center, and your third eye in the middle of your forehead. And energetically connect the two by sending energy from your high heart center to your third eye and back down again to your high heart center and around, creating the heart-mind connection and a resultant vortex of energy that your conscious knowing self pulled into, and the exit point being right there in the middle of your forehead, looking out through your third eye as a doorway or a window into the astral world. Let yourself now move out through that doorway, through that third eye, into the astral realm, knowing that you are fully protected with the light that you carry, that you are. Then once exited from your physical body, you find yourself standing or floating there next to your physical body or above it, and just feel both the connection and the disconnect from your physical body. For you are not your physical body. Your physical body is just but a vessel that you are using at this time. And then let yourself now rise up in your astral and etheric body. And if you haven't already, give your astral body definition. Make it you, the real you. In other words, it would be the you if you were to pass out of your physical body in the death process. What that astral body would be like. And it can be your ideal body. And let yourself now move up in the astral and etheric body, all the way up through the clouds, through the Earth's atmosphere, or past the Earth's atmosphere, until you are high above the Earth, and become aware of the planets of the solar system, all of the ships out here, many ships that are cloaked to the physical eyes, but not to an open third eye. And then look back down and see the Earth, see the beautiful, pristine planet. And again, just as we have been doing with you, take out your fifth dimensional glasses and put them on. Get the difference between the two, between the illusion of the third dimension with the glasses off, and then put the glasses on and see the distinct change. And the vibration of the planet and all life forms on the planet. know that as you are looking from above, you can also be down on the planet as well. And as you are down on the planet, becoming aware of the beauty that is here, as you put the 5D glasses back on, so that you move beyond the illusion of separation of the third dimension. Now you are in 5D, 5D expression, 5D vibratory frequency. And feel the change. So not only see the change with the glasses on, but feel the change. Feel the energy all around you of the life force that is flowing through everything, through all of life. But when you are beyond the illusion of the third dimension, you now have free access to that life force that is no longer being held down or held back, but able to be free, just as you are free. And feel the energy now. All of life. Feel the trees. Go up to a tree. And touch it. Hug it. Become one with it. And feel its love. Its connectedness to the great central source of the universe. As you do so, feel your connection to the great central source of the universe. Feel the aliveness within this tree. Become aware of the life force that moves through this tree. You can make it a great large tree, spreading out its branches far and wide. You can literally feel the change in the tree as the seasons go by. The tree loses its leaves, but then new leaves come on the tree, born again. Life being born again, just as you are life being born again. Feel the connection now with the air around you, how crisp and clean and clear the air is. As you look at the sky, how beautiful it is in many different colors, only just blue. Many colors now. If you are near a source of water, feel the connection with the water, the consciousness itself within the water, within the trees, within the plants, everywhere. Feeling the life force of love that is sent forth from all of life, the animals, plant life, rocks and stones themselves, mineral life, all consciousness. So that you can literally be able to communicate with all of these life forces. Imagine being able to communicate with animals through telepathy. You can do it now, but it is the programming within your illusion of separation that keeps you from being able to believe you can do it. In the fifth dimensional expression and beyond, all is open to you. feel the expression of life. Life force running through everything. You are that life force. Now take a moment and see, feel how everything changes once you have passed out of the illusion of separation. You have moved beyond the third dimensional and open up to the full life expression. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical body, bringing that life force beyond the third dimensional illusion that you felt, you experienced. Bring it back in with you into your physical body. Feel as you come back into your body, the life force moving through your physical form and opening up all avenues of expression within your physical body, opening up all of your meridians, letting energy flow freely. So wherever there might have been a pain in your back, in your legs, your arms, your stomach, wherever it might be, wherever there was a blockage of energy, feel the energy freely flowing now. See it, feel it. Energy flowing through your body. No more blocks. Start from your feet and move up from your feet, your ankles, your legs, feel the energy flowing all the way up your body into your, up through your lower body, through your stomach, chest, out your arms, your hands, your fingers, all the way up to your neck. Wherever there was neck pain, just flowing away. Feel the energy flowing through your face, middle of your forehead, your third eye opening wide. Up into your head, forehead, then out through the top of your forehead, out through the top of your head, up into your soul star chakra. Literally, now back within your physical body. Feel and see and know the energy moving from your Earth Star Chakra below your feet up through your entire body, and see it literally flowing, free flowing, all throughout your body. Energy moving, now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. I come to be with you at this time, in these moments, during this great transformation that is occurring, great transition that is moving more and more people throughout the planet to awaken. They are awakening more and more. Are finding themselves becoming distressed, becoming disillusioned by the life that they have always known. They are realizing that it is time, more and more are realizing that it is time to move out of that illusion. And many are realizing that it is an illusion now. They are seeing all of those things that they had come to believe were true. They are realizing now that they are not true any longer. They have been lied to. Just as many of you, all of you, have come to that understanding as well. You had been lied to most of your entire life. You are now seeing through the veil that is only there due to your programming. But once the programming has been lifted, once you have moved beyond it, let go of the attachments of that programming, the veil ceases to exist once and for all. The veil is only there if you believe it is. Darkness, the fear, is only there if you believe it is. Know that it is not there. Know that there is no reason to fear whatsoever. When you fully come to that understanding, a whole new vista opens up to you. A vista that is beyond your wildest dreams, your wildest imaginations. We know you all have quite an imagination. You yet do not fully see it is possible, because many of you are still mired in the muck of the programming that you have had for many, many lifetimes, creating many patterns that hold you, that have held you. It is now time to let go of those patterns, to let go of those programs, to let go of the karma. So the karma is only there if you believe it to be there. Just as the programs. It's time to move out of all of this. For you are all getting ready now. Getting ready to reach out to more and more and more people. For your time is coming. The times you have heard of, where all of the disillusioned people throughout the planet begin to realize how much they have been lied to. And when that happens, and as it is happening, you, those of you, the way showers, the truth tellers, the light bringers, you will be ready and in position to bring that light to them, to open up the doors beyond the illusion of separation. It is nearly time for more and more of you to be willing and ready to move into your mission more and more fully. You have been prepared. You have been acclimated to these energies and are continuing to acclimate to the energies coming into the planet. But know that so many throughout the planet have not been able to acclimate to the energies as you have. They are still struggling through the dark, searching for the light. And you, my friends, are that light. All of my peace and love be with all of you. As you continue to move out beyond your own comfort zones, wherever you have the opportunity, reach out and touch someone with your light. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. And we are ready to continue to assist you in any way that we can, to be of service in any way that we can. And that, of course, is what you are here to do as well, to be of service more and more. You are all moving from a sense of service to self to more and more service to others. We know it can be a difficult changeover, and that is exactly what this is a great changeover as this great awakening continues to move forward. And it is a great awakening that is happening, and you are on the cusp, we will say here, of this great change that is occurring, and able to watch from your point of view, or from your vantage point, you are able to watch and to participate directly in this great show that is happening here. And if you look at it as a show or a movie, as we have said many times, it becomes more It is more easily, you are more easily able to handle the changes as they come here. And they are coming fast and furious now. So just allow the process to continue, but know that you are a big part of the process. We are ready for your questions if you have them. There is no Shoshana this time. It is just we, the one who serves you. But we will do our best to answer your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Anyway, last week when we were celebrating my wife's birthday, we had, you know, the whole family over.
Please ask you to speakerphone here.
I'm off speaker now. So,
yes.
So anyway, I'm we're having a birthday party, and I've got the whole family over, extended family, and I'm sitting there talking with my daughter, and I never thought of them as I mean, they don't believe in the Galactics, as far as I know, or any of that stuff. And all of a sudden, I hear my daughter say, I'm hearing people's thoughts. And I'm like, and it really got my attention, because I experienced the same thing. And I looked at her and I said, do you, like, hear their thoughts and it sounds like they're talking, but you look at their mouth and it's not moving? She says, yes, exactly. And then one of my granddaughters, you know, her daughter, says, me too. And then the other granddaughter says, well, I don't have that happening, but I see things before they happen. Which brings my question. Do soul families evolve together?
Most definitely. You are experiencing the great change over that we are speaking of here, as more and more people are realizing and will continue to realize their gifts, that they have always had them, they just were not aware of them. But because of the change in vibration, this is opening up many, many more to those gifts, and they are becoming ready to be able to work with them. You will see this happening more and more across the entire planet, especially with the younger ones coming in, for they are not as ensconced within the programming as some of the older generation. Now, that is not to say that those of you that are part of the older generation here will not also experience these great gifts as they come to you, because you are moving into those higher vibrations and holding it longer and longer. And when you do that, that opens up all of these gifts of spirit, we will say here. So be ready for it. It is coming.
Can I ask one more quick question just real fast?
Yes.
I find a lot that in my sleep, I'm dreaming that I'm using telekinesis to do things. And also, a few nights ago, I was dreaming that I was just touching people and not healing them over time like you can do with Reiki, but they were healing instantly. Do we, now I know we're taught in our sleep, you know, while we're sleeping, do we practice things too?
In your sleep state, yes. You are having experiences in your sleep state beyond your conscious knowing self that is accessing your multidimensional selves. So yes, you are working definitely in your sleep state. And eventually, more and more, you will begin to remember more of those experiences during your sleep state as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Oh, years ago, on a hot night, I had a little bit of an upset stomach, yet I fell asleep. I fell asleep right away. Sometime that night, I felt a surge of energy coming from my heart area, splitting into two branches and converging onto the bottom of my spinal column and burning hot, then splitting again and running alongside my legs and converging about the palms of my feet, burning hot again. And I had that for a little while. I cannot tell for how long. My question is, what did happen to me that night?
What happened to you is exactly what we gave to the James to give you in your email as he answered this for you. Your Kundalini expression was opening up here, and you are having the burning of that Kundalini rising within you. It is the life force within you that rises. And you were experiencing a portion of that, not the full Kundalini rising, but a portion of that. So be happy, be grateful that you had this experience, and many, many more of you are going to have these experiences as you continue to hold yourselves longer and longer in those higher vibrational frequencies. and your consciousness continues to rise along with it. Be ready. It is happening here. Does this answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? Nothing further? Then we know there are your email questions.
Yes. Number one, what is the reason so many Hollywood celebs are selling their luxury homes now?
Because they are seeing the writing on the wall here. They know that their time as celebrities, many of them, is coming to an end here. Because there will not be able to be the haves and the have-nots in your times ahead as the changeover continues to happen in this transition. So those of your celebrities are finding that they need to change with the times here. And many of them, though, have also had to relinquish their great expressions of consciousness that they have in terms of being more than others have here, in terms of those large mansions and such. They are having to relinquish this because some of them have actually been arrested and put into a house arrest and these types of things. You are going to notice more and more of those celebrities that are not able to do what they have always done because they are not available to do it anymore. Just look and watch. This is changing. You are seeing the new Hollywood celebrities coming on rather than the old ones more and more here. That is all we can say on this, though. We cannot be specific on those particular ones.
Okay, thank you. And yes. how is it that the Galactics can use weaponry to overcome the dark forces?
When you think of weaponry, they are not using the weapons as you know it. They are using the forces that they have available to them to overcome the dark forces. But they do not do it in terms of killing and this type of thing as your forces do here on this planet. They use forces that can repel the forces of the darkness. So that is mostly what they are doing. They're repelling those forces. But as they repel the forces and they send love out to those dark forces, if the dark forces do not accept that love, then it can be very injurious to their health. That is all we can say here. It is not weaponry like you think of. It is more in terms of defensive weaponry. Although there are those forces that they are using to eliminate, to destroy in many respects, those what you call the deep underground military bases. Those are being eliminated. Many have been eliminated and many yet still are going to be. Okay, then we are done for the time here. And we're ready to release channel. Here we would say here just to continue to allow yourselves to move freely, to let it flow through this transformation that you are all moving through. Because it is a great transformation that you are all experiencing. And the more that you can let go of the programming that holds you and binds you to this illusion of separation, the easier the flow will be for you as you continue to move along here on your journey. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.